hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM Shortwave Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmaner. We're live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this Friday, folks. Yes, we made it to Friday. It is the 21st of September, 2007. Has everybody around here gone brain dead? I asked the question today, when is the first day of fall? And I got three different answers. Some said it was yesterday, some said it's tomorrow, and then somebody said it was today. I don't even know when fall starts, I'll be honest with you. So count me amongst the brain dead and the ill-informed as when the seasons change. It's down here in Texas, folks. We got weather down here that's warm and hot, okay? But we don't have spring, and we really don't have fall. And once in a while, just every once in a while, we'll get a freeze down here. And if you want to see a bunch of dangerous people, like a fish out of water. I mean, it's the they're not really accustomed to driving on ice down here. They really, really are not. Down here in Texas, the smart people stay off the roads and watch the other people play dodge 'em. You know, remember the old dodge 'em cars where the object was to hit the other guy? Yeah, it gets a little crazy down here. At any rate, an announcement here. I'm going to be down at the Truth Seekers tonight. I like what they put on their little flyer. True seekers because we care, comfort in knowing. And then right under that, lies are addictive while truth is fulfilling. I like that. At any rate, Terry Melton is going to be down there with some film and an update of the 9/11 experiences that he had up there. So a few people in Austin, you'll be able to see firsthand some video accounts and somebody that was there. Many people went up there, but Terry will be there. He's a videographer, and he will be down there tonight at the True Seekers meeting. And that is tonight, folks, from 7 to 10 p.m. at the China Emperor. Uh-oh, am I going to have problems speaking today? That's bad if you're a talk show host. Friday, that's tonight, down at the China Emperor at Four Square. That's 111 William Cannon and South Congress. Okay, I think that's on the southwest corner, if I'm not mistaken. At any rate, big door charge here, $2 for the use of facilities. And they're generally pretty good turnouts down there. It's a good place to go and see people maybe that you haven't seen in a while to get what's going on. And it's a different, I generally do a different presentation in public than I do on air. It's just a little bit, it's just different, folks. I like meeting people. I like talking with them. I like to, you know, find out what's on their mind, you know, field their questions, whatever. So that's going to be down there. And I guess Randall put me here as where are we on the timeline? An update on current financial and political events by John Statmiller, president and founder of Republic Broadcasting Network. Yeah, I'm going to be down there. Also, don't forget, downtown at Brave New Books, and that's on Guadalupe, 1904 Guadalupe. They've got film screenings every night at 7 o'clock, free. And they've got some of the best collections of materials, videotapes, DVDs, information that when I first walked in there and looked around, there was a lot of stuff on their shelves that I've never even seen before. So it's a plethora of information down at Brave New Books on 1904 Guadalupe. And their website, you can visit that at bravenewbookstore.com. Very interesting group of people, very dedicated. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we are back. Yesterday, I wasn't able to snatch the piece from the House Financial Services hearing on the subprime problems and solutions. Well, there wasn't a whole lot of solutions were talked about. And Ron Paul is on the Financial Services Committee. And Ben Bernanke already knows the attitude. You should have seen the little bemused look on his face when it was Ron Paul's turn to talk to Mr. Bernanke. And basically, he only had less than 5 minutes. And I think he'd spent about 4 minutes and 10 seconds just dressing Mr. Bernanke down. But at any rate, we will play that clip here in just a second. It was rather fascinating because Bernanke already knows what Ron Paul has said. Ron Paul has called openly and publicly within these debates for the Republican pick, if you will, the Republican debates, I guess you can call it that. I guess you hit the spin zone because they are desperately trying to ignore Ron Paul when he's one of the hottest guys that the Republicans, of course, all things being equal, folks, you would think that the Republicans go, well, you know, this is a slam dunk. We're going to nominate Ron Paul to run for president. Why? Because he's knowledgeable. He understands foreign policy. He understands finances. He's an honest guy, and guess what? He also took his oath very seriously to the Constitution. All the rest of this is just political parrying and sparring and eye-poking and everything else. That's what most Americans equate to presidential elections. Mudslinging, you'll hear that term when the things heat up and they've got to eliminate the competition. They start getting a little ugly with each other. Well, the ugly truth is out there that none of these people, except Ron Paul, you've not heard any other, and I don't care if they're on the Democrat side or the Republican side, any other politician talk about the Constitution. Because that's what the art of politics is anymore, folks. It's ignoring the Constitution and doing what they darn well please, making policy that is outside any constraints. And that's what the Constitution was there for, to constrain the Congress critters in Washington, D.C., to keep the FedGov in the proverbial box. Now, Bernanke knew this, and you should have seen the look on this guy's face. I mean, it was precious. And he sat there like a disconnected school child, bored out of his mind while Ron Paul was talking. So let's go ahead and play that clip. It's a little under 5 minutes, but he covers a lot of bases here.
Roger, places, Mr. Paul.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to follow up on the discussion about moral hazard. I think we have a very narrow understanding about what moral hazard really is, because I think moral hazard begins at the very moment that we create artificially low interest rates, which we constantly do. And this is the reason people make mistakes. It isn't because human nature causes us to make all these mistakes, but there's a normal reaction when interest rates are low that there will be overinvestment and malinvestment, excessive debt, and then there are consequences from this. My question is going to be around the subject of how can it ever be morally justifiable to deliberately depreciate the value of our currency? And that is what we do constantly. I mean, we're in the midst of a crisis today, and the efforts have been directed toward propping up financial markets and Wall Street. First, the crisis is noticed. There's a panic. We dump in tens of billions of dollars into reserves, and that reassures the market. Wall Street feels a little bit better, and still not enough. Then we take a discount window, and we lower the rates, and we don't look at our problem from what caused it. What we say is, this may get a door that's open up and lower the rates. And again, Wall Street says, oh, this is wonderful. Do the poor people like this, and do they respond? And is this going to help them get houses when some of them couldn't even afford a house? Because even with the low interest rates that were available, because the costs are going up and cost goes up because the dollar goes down. Then even this week, what did we do? Our Federal Reserve lowers the interest rates by 50 points. And did the poor people and the middle class people say, boy, this is wonderful. My cost of living is going to go down. I'm going to get a job. No, Wall Street goes up 350 points. So it looks like everything is directed toward a bailout. Whether it's done deliberately or not, the American people see this as a deliberate bailout of the financial markets. The poor people are losing their houses. There's every sincere effort made to try to correct this, but it's inevitable that it's not going to work because the monetary system is such that there's so much misinformation. We talk about market discipline. You indicate, Mr. Chairman, that we should have market, and didn't have enough market discipline. But there's no possibility to have market discipline when all the information is erroneous. Today, with this concept and during this testimony, we see oil prices soaring over $82 a barrel. We see wheat and corn soaring. We see other commodity prices soaring. Gold, $730, $740 an ounce. There's a great deal of concern out there. This is all reflecting the fact that the dollar is going down in value. And if we don't deal with that, we can't solve the problem. And we look at this and think, well, we've created all these problems because we've had this malinvestment, all this credit going into the system. System, and we have all this correction that needs to come about, and we think we're going to solve the problem of inflation with more inflation. But really, the bottom line is, what moral justification do we have to deliberately devalue the currency and the dollars that people save? this pushes the cost of living up for the people who don't even have a chance to buy a house. So there's a moral consequence of the system that we have today. And I can't see how we can avoid this moral obligation we have. The responsibility of the Congress should be to maintain the value of the currency, not deliberately tax the people by creating new money and passing on the high cost of living to the people who can least afford it. Wall Street never suffers from that, and we know of all these things out in the open that the Federal Reserve does, but we don't know the details of what the working group on financial markets do to prop up markets, because I'm sure they're very busy and have been very busy in these last several months. But is there any moral justification for deliberately devaluing the currency?
Now, let me break in here for a second, because I want you to listen very carefully. And it's rather odd to hear morality and Federal Reserve mentioned in the same sentence. But listen to Bernanke's response to this. When you understand, folks, that inflation is already running between 11 and 12%, okay? They're reporting it at 2.5, maybe 3%, and then they adjust it by point whatever, up or down. But actually, it's running at about 11-12%. Now, listen to Bernanke's response, because this, when they reduced the prime lending rate to 4.75, 50 basis points, the dollar immediately fell against the Canadian currency, folks, okay? Fell against the euro. The dollar is absolutely, it can't get any weaker. It's on life support as it is. It's in the ICU. It's on its deathbed. And now the Saudis are hinting around that, you know what, we're not pegging anything to the dollar anymore. When that happens, that's probably going to be the final blow to the Fed reserve currency, as they like to call it. Now listen to Bernanke's response.
Thank you, Congressman. The value of the currency can also be expressed in terms of what it can buy in domestic goods, that is, the domestic inflation rate. That is part of the Federal Reserve's mandate, which is to maintain price stability, which, to my mind, means the value of the dollar. The inflation rate is something we paid close attention to. We continue to pay close attention to, but over the last year, it's been a little over 2%. We will continue to pay very close attention to the inflation rate. It's an important part of our mandate, and I agree with you that an economy cannot grow in a healthy, stable way when inflation is out of control, and we will certainly make sure that that doesn't happen.
That's it? That's it? We're going to make sure that it doesn't happen when his action is going to cause exactly that? That was a 30-second response. That was a non-response response. He might as well have gotten out of his chair, walked up and patted him on the head and wished him whatever. I mean, at least he's not as boring and as long-winded as Alan Greenspan. Alan would spend 15 minutes telling you nothing. This guy just spent 30 seconds telling you nothing. At least there's economy in his speech. There's no economy left, and he's supposedly the head of it, but at least he's economic in his words. We'll take the break here. Coming up on the other side, yes, you're looking at me as if you want to tell me something. Okay, quit looking at me. You look like you've got something on your mind. You got to watch these guys every minute, these producers. At any rate, when is the break anyhow? What? 25 seconds? 40 seconds? I'm in trouble because I can't see my atomic clock because there's a glare there. You're the producer, and you don't know when the break comes up. Yeah, okay. At any rate, when I get back on the other side, a little bit more on this. Folks, this is very, very dangerous times. Very, very dangerous times. The system, it's built on credit and your faith in the credit and the people that issue that credit. Well, that's what our financial system is based on now, is the fiat dollar. And it has reached the end of its rope. It has reached its shelf life. They've been using it almost for 100 years, and that is the maximum that they knew that the dollar could survive. We get back more on this subject, and we'll entertain your calls today. We'll call it an open phone Friday. at 800-313-9443. Anything you'd like to bring up, off topic, on topic, questions, no problem. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625. Fed panic and a massive bailout of American banks paid for by the entire world. Professor Rodrigue Tremblay writes, and he includes some interesting statements. For instance, one by Peter L. Bernstein, the foreword to the book Manias, Panics, and Crashes, a book done by C.P. Kindleberger, says, manias, panics, and crashes are the consequence of an economic environment that cultivates cupidity, chicanery, rapaciousness, rather than a devout belief in the golden rule. Now, what's interesting about that statement is the word or the phrase golden rule is put in there. Most people associate golden rule with school and stuff like that, but it's interesting that you talk about them adhering to the golden rule when, in fact, there is no gold involved in the rule, okay? We got off the gold and silver standard. Tricky Dick put the last stake in the vampire's heart back in, I think, 73. And from then on, folks, it was just a run and shoot. It's the Vegas mentality with the banksters, the government, Wall Street, and you name it. Walter Bagehot, he was a British economy expert. He said, in a crisis, discount and discount heavily. Spoken like a true economist. William McChesney Martin, he was a Fed chairman from 1951 to 1970. He said the job of the Federal Reserve is to take away the punch bowl just when the party starts getting interesting. Now, what that statement means is at the point, and this is where your boom and bust cycles come in. This is what happened in 1929. Remember the Roaring Twenties? That wasn't because they were doing fancy dances with women with long beads and short skirts. No, the economy was going flaming hot. There was too much money out there. The bankers decided, well, we need to rein this thing in, much like you saw back in 1979, 1980. Well, how did they achieve it then? Well, they jacked the interest rates up so nobody could borrow any money. Well, that slowed the liquidity in the markets. Inflation cooled down. And then in 1981, going into 1982, they loosened it back up, and away we were back at the punch bowl. But the problem was, in 1929, they just didn't wring inflation out of the economy or rein in for temporary sake to stabilize the Fed currency, which had only been adopted, 1913, some 14 years before? And they were already having, as they claimed, banking problems? Well, okay, I can see trying to wring inflation using that fiat money system. I can see withdrawing the currency from the market, the liquidity, to cool things off. But they chilled it for some 11 years. Going into World War II, and again, the bankers' buffet. Okay, war. They just love war. Why? Because banks can back both sides if they want to. They don't care who wins. They win. Because they're loaning the money that the governments don't have to finance wars they shouldn't be fighting. Ergo, Afghanistan, Iraq, and Iran. Nobody has broached the question to the great president about fiscal responsibility and fighting a war when we're broke. Nobody's even broached that. We just talk about, well, Bush wants this billions of dollars for this and that billions of dollars for that. You know, we're on the hunt. We're going to get them. We're going to win. Win what? A war that you declared was over in 2003 that you said that you wanted, and Congress stood idly by, twiddling their thumbs, not declaring war as it should be done and voted on by Congress? You know, that kind of thing? Alan Greenspan, and Alan speaks here. The dysfunctional state of American politics does not give me great confidence in the short run. Okay. Thank you, Alan. Thank you for the guy that lowered the interest rates to the point where they were throwing money all over the place. You're the one that was responsible for the housing bubble that Mr. Bernanke is now watching pop before his very eyes. You know, that's what I want to do, take a job where people are looking for my head. First day on the job. Well, Bernanke, he's a stooge. They know that. The guy, as I said, the only advantage of this guy being the Fed chief over, say, Paul Volcker or Alan Greenspan is he doesn't talk as much, okay? It's very short and sweet. I guess the guy doesn't have a real gift of boring gab. This professor writes that the mismanagement of money and credit has led to the financial explosions over the centuries. The causes, cures, and consequences of such financial catastrophes are often most repetitive. Indeed, such financial collapses are usually the result of the unbridled greed and cupidity of financial operators and the lack of necessary supervision by public institutions designed to protect the public and the common good. We'll take the break here. It used to be, folks, a public institution designed to protect the public and the common good. It was the United States Congress. That's why it's in the Constitution for weights and measures concerning coinage and the value of money. Yeah, it sounds like an oxymoron having Congress overseeing weights and measures, but that's constitutional. But it was also talking about constitutionally backed gold and silver money. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We have an involved and an educated audience. Somebody had called up and I was describing the women with the short skirts and the long beads and doing the fancy little dances. They were called flappers. Why they called them flappers, I don't have a clue. At any rate, talking about the professor's statements here in this article, you know, he says, for example, after the October-November 1907 financial crisis in the United States, the idea initially advanced by banker Paul Warburg, that's right, to establish a partially private and partially public Federal Reserve system of banking was finally adopted in 1913. Now, the Fed thus became the lender of last resort for banks that find themselves in an illiquid position. He says it is only after the stock market crash of 1929, however, that the Security and Exchange Commission was established in 1934. But even with institutions and regulations in place, when they are inoperative, corrupt, or ill-adapted, financial crises can still occur. And the current financial crisis is there to remind us of this fact. On September 18, 2007, the Fed showed some panic and announced a larger-than-expected half percentage point cut in both the federal funds rate and the discount rate. And after this, having slashed its discount rate by half a point on August 17th, in order to facilitate borrowing by America's largest banks and to facilitate the bailout of the affiliates and other operators, such as hedge funds, caught in the subprime loans crisis. By the way, on that August 17th, that was the half a point cut so they could loan each other money. Okay, that was the August 17 deal. Now, the only problem is that, let me back up here a second, talking about the subprime loan crisis. In so doing, the Bernanke Fed is following Bagehot's advice for aggressive discounting in a situation of financial crisis. The only problem is that Bagehot's rule calls for the central bank to lend copiously in times of critical credit stringency, the man says, but at a high rate of interest. By lending to troubled lenders at reduced preferential rates, the Fed is acting as their government, that is, subsidizing their risky loans and their operations and taxing anybody else who holds American dollars. It is not only attempting to make them more liquid, but also more solvable and less likely to fail. Now, this raises three interesting questions. First, who pays for the bailout of the U.S. financial institutions? Second, what are the longer-run consequences of the massive bailout undertaken by our Fed? And third, why did the Fed let its financial situation deteriorate to such an extent that the entire sector of the economy is being clobbered and its collapse is threatening the whole economy? Now, first off, we'll consider that the U.S. dollar is still a key reserve currency, but hang on there, folks. Mr. Greenspan suggested the other day that, well, it's not going to be the key reserve currency any longer. They're looking to replace it with the euro. Okay? Now, although losing ground to the euro, and it is still being held in massive amounts by most central banks in their foreign reserves, and also by private banks, commercial and economic entities, and individuals around the world, for example, in early 2007, foreign central banks alone held some $2.25 trillion in U.S. reserves, which represented about 66% of their total official foreign exchange reserves, with a bit more than 25% being held in euros. So it was about a 2-to-1, or actually 3-to-1. Now, since the dollar is losing its purchasing power, both in absolute and relative terms, central banks and other foreign investors have been taxed by the American Fed's policy of benign neglect regarding the dollar. In real terms, there is a tax on foreign holders of the dollar that can be measured by taking the difference between the annual rate of depreciation of the dollar vis-a-vis major convertible currencies and the short-term rate of interest on the reserves. Now, I'll give you an example here to explain what I just said. If the annual rate of depreciation of the dollar is 5% and the short-term rate of return on U.S. Treasury bills is 4%, central banks are losing some $22.5 billion on a yearly basis. Since private foreigners hold more than $2 trillion in dollar-denominated debt, the net annual loss of foreign holders of U.S. dollars can easily reach $50 billion a year. Now, the conclusion is easy to see. Not only have foreigners been heavily financing the large U.S. government deficits over the last 6 years, but they are also now being called upon to help finance the generous bailout of the American financial institutions. And by the way, folks, we've heard China rattling its sabers one way or another, financially, economically. Didn't they threaten us a couple of years ago to nuke us? But the Chinese, they're in a quagmire right now. What do you do if you're the Chinese government and your market, the spigot, is left wide open to the American markets? They're making all kinds of products over there, folks, and we know where they're coming from. Cheap goods coming into this country made by their little slave laborers. They got billions of them over there. No big deal. They got enough manpower for just about anything. And you make these cheap little goods, sending them into the U.S. economy. We're literally building China's infrastructure, building their military. And as I said in earlier programs, we are literally financing the next boogeyman on the block. China needs money for its infrastructure and its military budget. And guess where the majority of the funds are coming from? That's right, right out of U.S. consumer pockets. So they find themselves kind of in a catch-22. They're holding a lot of U.S. debt. They, a couple of weeks ago, they tried to dump some of it on the market, and the question I ask is, who the heck is going to touch U.S. debt? Who is going to take it? Because inflation right now is eating up the percentage of what they're paying off on holding the debt. You know, folks, you hold treasuries. You know, why would countries like to do that? Not because they're our friends, because there's money to be made there. But if their own core inflation in their own countries eat up what return they have off of holding that U.S. debt, you know, the interest that's paid on that, why should they hold it? What would be the incentive? Because they like it so much? I think not. So China is damned if it does and damned if it doesn't. And we are as well. And we sat by and we watched the United States government. Do you remember back in the 80s and the 90s? Do you remember this, seeing it on the news? The U.S. government giving massive tax breaks to corporations that wanted to move to Mexico? I mean, where were the watchdogs of our economy then? Oh, that's right. I remember back in 92 when NAFTA was passed by this Congress. Bless their little teddy holes, as my mom used to say. I never knew what a teddy hole was. But at any rate, that's what she used to say. And we sat by and we watched the United States Congress do this. Well, that was the cattle chute that was open. The gate was flung wide open. And what did we see happen in this country? Well, who wants to manufacture anything in an economy when, gee, to fatten my bottom line profits, I can take my little operation and move it to a country and cooperate with that government. And they can use their slave labor, and, well, they get a piece of the pie, and we get a greater profit because, you know what? Labor costs are really, really high in this country. It was at one time, ladies and gentlemen, called a standard of living. And we had the highest standard of any organized culture any place on this planet in recorded history. You remember the sayings that, well, the streets are paved with gold in America, or they're made of gold in America. People were falling over themselves trying to get into this country because not only could you come here and be unfettered in a laissez-faire or a free market, he also had the ability to move about unhindered, unchecked by government, and they weren't in your business and they weren't in your pocket. Well, at least not as much. Boy, what a powerful incentive to try to get into this country, huh? Hey, I can make a good buck. I can live like a king just being middle class, and I can move about freely without papers, without people asking me where I'm going and why. What an incentive, huh? People were falling over themselves. But we had, at one time in this country, ladies and gentlemen, we had sanity about how many people we let into the country and in what quantities. And then we have George Walker Bush, part and parcel of the deal with the Security and Prosperity Partnership, and ending up with the North American Union is the free flow of labor, unfettered from country to country. Oh boy. The politicians in Washington, Democrats kept asking, well, why are the borders still open? Republicans asking the same. People all over the place screaming at the top of their lungs, George, what are you thinking? Close the borders down. There was a reason why he left them, and to this day, they are wide open. That is part and parcel of the deal of that free movement of labor. It's not a mystery. It's not that he's tied up with his war that he's trying to win. This is part and parcel of the globalists and their wants and needs to basically have chattel slavery worldwide under the IMF, World Bank, funny money system, have you making the least amount of money possible. One of the effects of bringing in this cheap labor from Mexico, 36 to 41 million, 42 million of them, folks, is to compete and take American jobs because, well, now, gee whiz, not only could I move my company over to China or elsewhere and take advantage of slave labor, but you know what? Now I'm discovering that I can do it here if I want to operate inside the United States for U.S. markets. How? Oh, that's right, by using the slave labor that we allowed in the back door into this country. You see how this is working? And you, the middle class, the very backbone and have been of this country, building the true wealth in this country, making the money for these people that they now have turned their back on us and said, oh, well, it's a global marketplace now and we have to be competitive. Well, I'll tell you what the sacrificial lamb is that has been placed on the altar, and that's you, the middle class. This is part and parcel to the game plan of the globalist. They are very, very close, ladies and gentlemen, to setting up the world government. George is working overtime here behind closed doors with his memorandum of understanding, which become policy between Canada, United States, and Mexico. By the way, in Vicente Fox's book, he called George Bush the most arrogant man he'd ever met in his life. And George, when he puts his little cowboy hat and yippee-ki-yay on, Fox was laughing because he wouldn't get on a horse. Some cowboy he is. But this is the way the system has been set up. There is no surprise. That's why you will not see any politicians coming out of Washington, D.C. that will speak honestly to the American people as to why these illegals are in this country at the numbers that they are. They are told to sit down and shut up or your political career is over. And if you're that big of a problem, well, we'll set you up. We'll do whatever we have to do. We might even kill you. Maybe your family, your pet, your dog, your parakeet, who cares? We're going to threaten and intimidate, blackmail, expose, whatever we have to do to keep you people in line. So therefore, sit down and shut up while we continue dismantling your country. And for all that President Bush has done to this country, and Bill Clinton, and his predecessors, folks, they've all been in on the rape. It is still the obligation and the duty of the United States Congress when things are going awry. Because you see, they already have the golden rule. They already have the book. It's called the Constitution. Woe unto them that are not paying attention to what they raised their right hand to in public and made that public affirmation to protect and defend that Constitution. Not the policy, not the statutory law, not somebody's whim or notion or idea. No, it's called the law of the land, the Constitution. That's how this country got as rich and powerful as it did. That is why people wanted to immigrate, to this country, to become a part of this culture, to assimilate to it, to learn its ways and its language, because it was the best thing going. We had one hell of a ride, folks. But in a short span of 230 years, they have taken it apart. Why? I'll give you a little hint. It was way too successful. Heard it mentioned before? The Great American Experiment? It wasn't an experiment, folks. It was designed to do exactly what it did. But the globalists can't have that because they want their totalitarian socialist regime worldwide with the banksters sitting right at the top, getting rich and feeding off of you and me. And this Congress be damned, every last one of them, for not coming as an elected representative of their country, the United States, not coming to the defense of its people and abiding by the laws of the Constitution. They're as guilty as anybody else, any other crackpot that made changes, did things to this country, guilt by association. They have the power to stop it, but they are not. Ask him about the North American Union. Well, we don't know what that is. Excuse me, they're building highways down here. Can you see these? They're building highways in Canada. You see that? NAFTA, CAFTA, SPP, North America. Excuse me, you guys aren't awake up there? You don't see what's going on. They all know exactly what is going on. And again, every last one of these people should be pulled out of office. And I sincerely mean this, folks, because they have all turned on the American people by aiding and abetting this pillage, this rape, and this plunder of this country. They remain silent. Gutless, spineless, every last one of them. With maybe the exception of a few, and that one, the shining example, being Ron Paul. Telling everybody that'll listen to him during these debates, during his public appearances, during his speeches, it's the Constitution, stupid. It's the Constitution. What made us great once can make us great again. Through the diligence and the efforts of the Congress, it will stay that way. But they're too busy trying to cover their butt and duck and hide right now because they have turned their back on the very people they claim to represent. Thank you very much, boys. Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
By the way, the one thing that I did not mention, and I thought about this during the break, that our state's governors, folks, see, we have 50 entities out there called states. And the state governors have been holding hands with the Fed and allowing the Fed to run roughshod over everything and everybody in this country. Whereas it is the state governor's job to stop that encroachment by the feds, taking control of the economy the way they have, taking control of the public education, if you can call it that, sitting around watching the federal government get into things that they were never, ever, ever supposed to be in. Retirement benefits. Oh, that's right. Social Security that has been robbed by every president. Bush had a good idea. You know, well, we'll just raise the debt limit ceiling. He raised it about $800 billion. Every other president just tapped out the Social Security. And that is a trust fund, folks. That is a trust fund. They just simply sit back and watch them rob it. The people that are paying into that Social Security, that retirement benefit, all the state's governors sat around and watched the Fed take the money out of the people's pockets that resided in their states. Oops, another oversight, I guess. But they've been in education. Since when should the public school system be run out of Washington, D.C. and mandated by Washington, D.C.? Who is this brain trust up there that regulates what the schools do out here? We've got some very creative and ingenious people in this country, folks, that really know how to set up educational systems that can really teach, that can really prepare children if they want to go to college, to give them the best prep for that experience, for their degrees, and for whatever they're going into. The educational system in the world is a joke. Oh, we don't have enough qualified engineers or people. Really? Well, don't expect it. I was going to use the analogy, don't expect a chicken to do anything else but lay an egg. It's not going to spit out acorns. It's going to lay an egg. That's what it's designed to do. So when our educational system continues to lay eggs and we've got to bring the brain trust in, so we claim from other countries because we just don't have enough qualified people in this country. Really? What, has there suddenly been a lack of oxygen? Did brain cells die? No. It's just been controlled. So the key to this federal problem that we're having is actually right underneath your very feet, the state that you're living in, folks. Right now, it may be the state of confusion, state of anxiety, state of desperation, depression, whatever. But the answer is literally right under your feet. Ron Paul, if he gets elected president, is not going to be able to, from the top, orchestrate and put this entire country back. I mean, he can use that as a bully pulpit. He can encourage the good, honest, constitutional believing people to come back into the game and kick these shysters out. He can do that. But the key to this problem resides in our state. It's right here, literally, right underneath our noses. I'm going to talk a little bit about that tonight down at True Seekers. Folks, it's game time. Got to have a game plan. It's time to hit the field, and it's time to leave it all out on that field. Winner take all. They win, we lose forever. We win, we get our country back. Second hour, National Intel Report coming up. We'll be right back. With